On average, students in Colorado classrooms take more than 24 standardized tests before they graduate. According to the Colorado Education Association, it can sometimes be up to 4 assessments in a year. Critics say it actually means less time for overall learning.
We are hearing loud and clear from people, parents, teachers, students from across Colorado that there is too much testing going on and we need to cut back.
That's Democratic Senator Andy Kerr of Lakewood. He's sponsoring Senate Bill 215, along with Republican Senator Owen Hill from Colorado Springs. It would eliminate mandatory assessments in 11th and 12th grade and reduce redundant tests in the earliest grades. But while the bill has backing from the governor and business community, it didn't have the votes to clear its first committee hearing. Kerr says it's a work in progress.
I know we can do it, but the politics in this is very strange. We have quite a few strange bedfellows. We need a political consensus in that we need Democrats and Republicans to come together and say, yes, we're going to reduce the assessment level here in Colorado.
Right now, Republicans and Democrats are coming together to say the bill doesn't go far enough to reduce the number of tests. The measure was originally scheduled to be heard in the Senate Education Committee last week, but the sponsors pulled it. Democratic committee member Nancy Todd of Aurora says she won't support the bill.
I think we can do more. I think we can do better.
Todd wants the state to adopt the federal minimum requirements for testing in schools, where students would only be tested in English and math in grades 3 through 8 and 11th. And she also wants to change how teachers are evaluated.
50% of their evaluations based on assessment and assessment results. And right now, we're in an experimental stage of assessment. And so, seriously, we're going to use 50% of that to evaluate how a teacher's doing. I think we need to step back and have that conversation.
5 years ago, lawmakers passed a then-controversial bill to link half of a teacher's evaluation to student assessment tests. Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver sponsored that proposal, which divided his party but had unanimous GOP support in the legislature. Johnston says teacher evaluation shouldn't be tied to the current debate about student testing.
I think, support for the idea that teachers and principals and schools should still be accountable for their students' performance is even stronger now than it was when 191 passed. So I don't think you'll see broad support for a rollback of that kind of basic accountability for teachers and principals and schools.
Johnston says moving to the federal minimum standards for testing wouldn't allow for adequate measurements for Colorado high school students or give the state enough data to track teacher and school performance.
As a teacher and a principal myself, we paid very close attention to the data because we wanted to know what we're doing that's working, what we're doing that's not working. Every great teacher uses assessment every day in some fashion.
Governor John Hickenlooper supports current law that bases half of a teacher's evaluation on growth in student learning. During a recent press conference, he said he doesn't want to water down that requirement or weaken assessments.
If we're going to keep going forward, we're not going to go back. You need a statewide assessment that has very high standards.
Meanwhile, Republican Senate Education Committee member Chris Holbert of Parker says he's working on a new compromise bill that he hopes to introduce in the next few weeks. He says he understands the motivation for teacher accountability, but says getting there has created too many assessments and data collection, more than what most parents want.
So we're trying to rein that in. They really want to make sure that their sons and daughters know how to read and write and do arithmetic and can reason, and rather than learn how to take an online assessment or electronic assessment.
Holbert says the education discussion this session has been less partisan compared to previous years, and he's confident that lawmakers can reach a consensus. But even if the student assessment proposal does get reworked, Governor Hickenlooper wouldn't say if he'd be willing to support significant changes. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.